Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Backheeled Show. My name is Joe Lowry, and on today's episode, we are diving all the way into the Columbus Crew's win over Monterrey in the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinals that booked them a spot in the final against Pachuca. We're going to chat all about the Crew, how they got the win against CF Monterrey, and what comes next for the model club in Major League Soccer. We'll get to all that in less than 10 minutes because here on the Backheeled Show, we believe that just because soccer games are 90 minutes long doesn't mean that soccer podcasts have to be. So without any further ado, let's get to it and talk Columbus. There's still work to be done. There's no doubt about that. But the Columbus Crew accomplished something yesterday, as we're recording on Thursday, May 2nd. That no other MLS team has ever accomplished. No team in Major League Soccer had ever beaten CF Monterrey, the Liga MX Giants, in a two-legged series until the Crew pulled it off. Over the last 2 weeks, they beat Monterrey at home by a 2-1 scoreline at lower.com field, and then they went down to Monterrey and beat Monterrey 3-1 on the road in the CCC semifinals. This, of course, is coming on the back of the Crew getting past Tigres, another giant of not just Mexican soccer, but of this entire CONCACAF region, North and Central America, making history in that process as well. The Crew are paving a path forward. Prior to last night, only six MLS teams had ever booked their spot in the CCC final in the modern era. The Crew are now the seventh. Only one MLS team has ever won the CONCACAF Champions Cup in the modern era, and that was the Seattle Sounders back in 2022 when they beat Pumas. Columbus now have given themselves a chance to make history by being the second MLS team to ever accomplish that feat. And you know what? They have all the tools. There's something special about this Crew team. Well, there's a lot of things that are special about this Crew team. They didn't ever truly look fazed against Monterrey, even after Chiberco puts the ball into the back of his own net, misplaying that ball over the top a little bit last night. The Crew didn't look worried. Even when at that moment Monterrey were going through on the away goals tiebreaker, they stayed patient. They found their looks. A bit of fortune from Monterrey goalkeeper Esteban Andrada, misplaying a bit of distribution out of his box. Aiden Morris then pouncing on it, driving forward and putting the ball in the back of the net to put the Crew back in the driver's seat before halftime. That made it 1-1, but 3-2 to Columbus on aggregate. And then just 4 minutes into the second half, as cool as you like it, Diego Rossi sticks the ball in the back of Monterrey's net to make it 2-1 Columbus on the night and almost put this game all the way out of reach. Jason Russell Rowe would score the third goal of the match for Columbus, making it 3-1 on the evening and 5-2 on aggregate. This thing was done well before the 89th minute, but Columbus made extra sure. I want to go back to that Diego Rossi goal because our very own Ben Wright clipped it and put it on Twitter, and it's basically going viral, at least viral for American soccer standards right now. It's got hundreds of thousands of views, this tweet, and it should because it is an incredible piece of play from the Columbus Crew. In the 49th minute, the Crew win the ball back in the middle of their back line. They start to move the ball around. They play quickly. They've got possession on the right side, and Monterrey are defending in this 4-4-2, 4-4-1-1 sort of block. And Monterrey are okay to be narrow, so they come over and try to pressure the ball on the right side for Columbus, the left side of their own defensive structure. And the Crew just knife right through them. It's poor defensive work from Monterrey that's made to look even poorer by how effectively Columbus moved possession from right to left. Eventually, the ball ends up with Chiberco on the left side of their back three. He splits the lines to find Alex Matan, who's drifted into space. Matan coming off the bench in the second half. A sharp substitute from Wilfred Nancy, who ends up with two assists in the second half. Matan then just strides forward and threads Rossi in behind, and Columbus make it look so easy to hop all the way into the driver's seat in this entire tie. It is a beautiful piece of play from Columbus. Columbus are the only team in MLS, maybe outside of Miami, but I think the only team in MLS who don't change, who are consistently willing to impose their identity on the opponents. Wilfred Nancy has talked about this, saying it's all about us. That's what Nancy said after his win against Tigres. It's all about us. We respect the opposition. We try to adjust certain things depending on what kind of style of play we're going to face. But at the end of the day, we try to play our football. And the Crew absolutely did that, both against Tigres and against Monterrey. They stamped their style on games in Mexico against the best that this region has to offer, or at least some of the best that this region has to offer. We don't see that happen from MLS teams. The Columbus Crew are operating on a different level right now. And it's not just about style, though, for Columbus. Yeah, the aesthetics as a neutral are awesome, and it's so much fun to watch, and I would rather watch the Crew than any other team in Major League Soccer. But it's not just that. It's not just the aesthetics. It's what a clear tactical approach that has so obviously been adopted and welcomed by these players allows you to do. Having a clear tactical structure that players understand and can embody on the field eliminates so many of the basic but really common mistakes that pop up when you watch soccer all over the world. Things like really slow off-ball movement, things like players drifting into the same space, meaning that they're stepping on each other's toes and that slows down attacks. All of those things pop up so often around the world. Mistimed pressing cues and a lack of clarity on the defensive side of the ball. We see those things all the time. We almost never see those things with the Columbus Crew. That's a huge part of what makes this team special. Will Fernandes deserves credit for that. He has provided a clear tactical vision and has obviously communicated that vision so well to his players to the point where they're not overawed. They're not overawed when Patrick Schulte makes a big mistake against Tigres. They're not overawed when they lose a bit of ground in the second leg away from home in Monterrey last night. They're not overawed against anyone in this region. And the tactical approach that is, yes, pretty, but more so effective and has everyone rowing in the same direction, that's huge for this Crew team. That's not the only answer, though. It's not just the aesthetics. It's not just what the clear approach allows the Crew to do and really what it helps them move away from, which is those silly, far too common mistakes that we see pop up all the time around the world. But it's also the talent that plays a huge part for the Columbus Crew. And this is where the front office deserves so much credit. Tim Bezbachenko, president of the Columbus Crew, the front office that he heads up in Columbus, they've identified and acquired a really, really good squad. You think about getting Cucho Hernandez from Watford, a sort of positionless player between a nine and a winger and a half space guy. The Crew have turned him into one of the best pure attacking players in all of Major League Soccer. You think about how quickly they transformed the Lucas Zelarayan transfer into signing Diego Rossi last season, in the middle of the season, and still going on to win MLS Cup and kicking off what is now one of the best six-month runs we've ever seen from an MLS team. It's identifying and developing some young talent. You think about Patrick Schulte being this team's starting goalkeeper, finding him and moving him into a key role in this squad. Aiden Morris, a former Columbus Crew Academy player, and the Academy has become a greater area of focus for this Crew team in recent seasons. He's a rock in defensive midfield for them next to Darlington Nagbe. I think about them going out and finding undervalued American and Canadian talent. Canadian in the form of Jason Russell-Rowe, who ices this game in the 89th minute last night. The Crew have looked everywhere. They've looked within the league. They've looked outside the league. They've looked in MLS Next Pro. They've looked in their own system. They've looked in their own academy. All of these things, they've checked all the boxes, Columbus. They've stacked the deck in their favor more than basically any other team in recent MLS history by going out there and turning over every rock when it relates to their squad, going out there and spending on a manager that they believe is a real difference maker, and I think absolutely is. Those things all married together make for a very, very good team in Major League Soccer, and not just in MLS now, also in the CONCACAF region. The scary part for opposing teams going forward in the summer window is that we know the Crew can add another DP. We saw MLS release their roster profiles and add a bit of transparency surrounding their squads. I have a big piece about that over up on the site right now, backheel.com. Go check all that out. The Crew can add a DP. They can move Darlington Nagbe out of that tag and can really continue to push forward as they invest in their team. Whether or not they will remains to be seen. But man, there is so much talent here, and to think that they can add a little bit more within the context of MLS feels unprecedented in a lot of different ways. The road is not over for the Crew. It's not time to give them their victory lap just yet. They've got that final coming up against Pachuca, a team that has been incredibly successful over the last several years. They will provide a stiff opponent for Columbus. But man, to think about what this Crew team has already done against Tigres, against Monterrey, winning MLS Cup last winter in December, it's hard to escape the sneaking suspicion that this team is different and might be able to do something that only one other MLS club has ever done. All right, folks, that is it for this episode of the Backheeled Show. If you enjoyed, go check out backheeled.com for tons more MLS and American soccer coverage. So many fun pieces up on the site. For now, though, we will talk to you again next week.